Blog Talk Radio.
Pens and papers ready, amen, for an in-depth study of the Word of God. You know, God had all time brought in the word era, E-R-A, amen. It sets forth the purpose and the will of God concerning mankind. Once one generation leave out, another one will come in, and they will begin to do the work and the will of God. Amen. And so now we are in the last era, and this era is called the Golden Era. And I have recently written a book in reference to that, And then I have, I think it's a total of five books, but four books I know for sure. I have to count them up again. I've been writing so much. And God told me after I had came down off of a consecration here not too long ago to get my pen and paper ready. Amen. And so I followed his instructions and got off the telephone and began to listen to the word of God. And, you know, when God began to open up the revelation, amen, to you, amen, it's not for us to keep it to ourselves. For he said the secret things are for God, but those that are revealed are for mankind. And so I finished one book, amen, and I've almost completed the second book. After I wrote them on the papers, then I had to type them into my computer. And it's been a joy. I love God so much. And I guess no one can even imagine the magnitude of my love for him and how I warfare every day in order to stay, amen, abrupt with him because of the what the enemy does to the body, he does to the mind, he does to the will and the emotions. And so we're in a constant battle. Paul said, when I try to do good, evil is always present. Then in Corinthians, he said he knew a man that was caught up into the third heaven. He didn't know whether he was in a trance when he seen it or semi-conscious or whatever, in a vision or a dream, but he knew that something different had occurred in his life. And he seen how he was in the midst of God and before his throne in his throne room, and Jesus and all of them were talking and ministering and saying various things. And one of the things that God had told Paul, he said, what you hear, don't take it back to the earth realm and begin to reveal it, because these things are secret and they're not supposed to be spoken out. So Paul literally obeyed the Lord. But while he was there, not only did he hear those things, but he got instructions from God. Amen. Being an apostle and a prophet to the nation, he had to receive what God was saying in order to help the body in the things that was needed for us to be able to obtain, amen, and to keep and let it resonate in our soul so that salvation could remain and stay with us. A lot of people are preaching, and this Westerners, the preaching, that's what the foreigners call us, Westerners. Amen. And this Western teaching, it teaches us once saved, always saved, and you're sure to go to heaven no matter what you done did and how you done did throughout your salvation, you're sure to go. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you don't repent, if you don't get it right, once saved ain't going to last, because you can go into such a deep wickedness with Satan until salvation be lost. And so, saints, I'm telling you today, it's very important for us to get hold to the word of God and begin to literally believe him. God had came to me in a dream this morning, and he was getting ready to tell me what's getting ready to befall America and the world at large. And as I was speaking it out, somehow I got distracted. And I didn't get a chance to speak out or get the fullness of God, so I have to go back into prayer to get the toll of it, because I don't want to say anything and then God did not say it. But at the same time, he was talking about the fate that's getting ready to fall upon America. America is getting ready to go through a lot of grave issues, and I've been prophesizing that for quite some time. In April of 2009, I told them right after Easter that was going to be a lot of events that are going to occur in America, and they're not going to be pleasant to the eye of what we hear or see. President Barack Obama had to up security on the terrorists that come in to America trying to catch these airplanes. On the 25th, a terrorist came in. I think he was from Africa, Sudan, or somewhere in that essence, and he was strapped with a bomb in his underpants, and he was going to kill up some people. Well, the Bible is fulfilling, and we as America, we're not exempt. But if we would have followed the commandments of God and not taken God out of America like we have done, a lot of things that are going to occur would not occur because we would have left God in control. Once you take God out of control of your life, then you're doomed, you're predestined for hell. And I tell you all the time that this is not no game. There is a devil, and he's one of the most cruelest things I have ever encountered. No matter how much I have seen, and I have seen the completion and the destruction of the enemy, until God completely removed him out of the people's lives and out of the earth realm itself. Amen. This devil is literally going to come as often as he comes. And your greatest thing on earth, Jesus told us, he said you're going to have to endure, and you're going to have to overcome, and you're going to have to resist this devil. Well, see, the warfare is in the inward parts, in the inside of you, in your inward man. That's where Satan sets up camp as far as the tormenting of the mind. As far as conversation of the mind, what he likes to do is challenge the mind. He likes to challenge you in your thinking because he knows that you cannot think him, you cannot outwit him, you cannot outdo him in that area. Without the help of the Holy Ghost, you won't be able to compete with this devil. So he brings your challenges to the mind, and he uses strategies of casting spells on you and using all kind of witchcraft against you and all kind of demonic oppression, sicknesses of the body, diseases, and all this kind of stuff to make you not believe God, to make you doubt God, and then to turn around and cause you to fall into those traps that he set for you. He'll bring you things to touch in visions and dreams. Those things are cankered. They're not of God. They're not from God. And when you hear ministers telling you to reach up and grab it, it's yours, you better reach up and what I'm saying, you better not reach up and grab anything because you don't know what you have put your hand on in the spirit realm. And so I'm telling you, saints, as the body of Christ, we need to know God. Father God, I just want to thank you for another day's journey. I want to thank you for the activities of my limbs, amen, a voice to speak, eyes to see, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, and a heart of repentance. At all times, I must repent to you, amen, for even my weaknesses. Even when I know I haven't done anything, I still repent for myself and my children. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to be with those on Blog Talk today. Be with those saints, amen, that are having special programs and those that are doing the things that they need to do in order to, amen, help edify the body of you, Jesus Christ. I ask you to cover us in the blood. Let the angels encamp around us and destroy the yoke that the enemy has tried to put up on us. Father, I ask you to enhance this Bible study and make the people ready to hear the truth because the Bible said, Jesus said he would send the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth that would guide and teach us into all truth. And he would not talk about himself, but he would talk about Father God. And Father, I just want to thank you right now for allowing this opportunity as the Spirit of Truth, amen, broadcasts this on the air, amen, to stand in proxy and speak the truth in Jesus' name. Now I ask you, Lord God, to cover us in the blood. Give us traveling grace today, for we acknowledge you in all our ways and all our doings. And ask you, Lord God, to literally tear down the works of Satan. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. You know, I touch bases on several of the strategies that Satan is trying to do, amen, in the earth realm. And I told you about the commerce. I told you about the Air Force, amen, the armed forces, and all of his army, every entity, the Navy, everything that's pertaining to his armed forces. I've given you information about the armed forces itself, amen. Not specific categories, but the armed forces itself. Yes, he does have armed forces in the earth realm, as well as he have armed forces in the spirit realm. Amen. Amen. And who he is, I'll let you know who the Antichrist was. I've told you that. And where he is coming from. I spoke about the beast, amen, being kingdom. Amen. Some of them, amen, are identified as kingdoms. And with the Antichrist reigning over them. I made this statement because of the way Daniel spoke concerning the beast and the kingdoms in his books. You can read chapters 7, 8, 9, and 10. Amen. I give you information. Amen. We know in all, literally, in all actuality, that the beasts represent kings and the kingdoms, and they reign over the people, amen, during that time and what's about to come. Amen. And Daniel seen symbols of these kings and their kingdoms and their beasts. And some of them were lions and goats and stuff like that. And so he uses those symbols in order to bring in a clarity. And then you look at the writing of Daniel when he was like in 303 B.C., that was before Christ. And he wrote as he could understand what God was giving him in the future, the information. So he used beast as symbol. And so when the true prophets literally come in, I do like this. I'm an exegesis. I come in and dissect the word, and I begin to bring in the revelation word of what Daniel and all the prophets were speaking about to a modern interpretation, an up-to-date interpretation, so that we can see what and understand what Daniel was saying. So let us take a look at the book of Daniel, chapter 7, in verses 1 through 28. He speaks about the four beasts being four kings that shall arise out of the earth. Then in verse 23, he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be different from all the kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. He was literally saying in verse 17 that the four beasts were four kings that will arise from the earth. Then he made the statement in verse 23 that the four beasts was the fourth kingdom. So we see beasts literally can be kings or kingdoms. In the Old Testament, symbols were usually used to identify or tell a story. You know, you can even see it when they do various teachings and give out information Discovery, yes. And they would show what, like in Egypt, they used symbols. They wrote on the wall animals and the various people to tell a story. Well, that's what God had Daniel to do. He had him to use symbols to tell the story. These symbols have been a part of history since the beginning of creation, whether it is a national flag, bird, flower, or animal. In Daniel 2, God gave Daniel the interpretation of the image by each symbol on the various parts of the body. Amen. When Nebuchadnezzar had that dream, each portion of the body had a different type of symbol that meant something concerning each kingdom. The beasts are symbols that identify kings with kingdoms or kingdoms with kings. The kingdoms were known by what is produce, such as wheat, spices, monkeys, lions, tigers, and bears. Many of these beasts represent animals which were found in that country in that era. For instance, the nations today are known by their symbols and flag. In 1776, Bessie Ross was commissioned to make the American flag. She used the color red, white, and blue. It made up, amen, and it's literally made up of 13 horizontal stripes, 7 red, alternating with 6 white, and in the upper left corner, a regular blue field containing 55 painted or embroidered white stripes. Not stars, excuse me. Excuse me. When the people from other countries see this flag, they know that it belongs to America. Then when we have the American Eagle, it literally on the great seal of the United States, the American Eagle has a cluster of 13 points, 13 pointed stars surrounded by a glory above him. The eagle wings are spread apart, and on his breast is a shield of 13 narrow vertical stripes with 7 white alternating with 6 red. Surmounted by a broad horizontal stripe of blue, it holds an olive branch in the right talon, and in the left talon, a cluster of 13 arrows. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In its beak, it holds a scroll on which appears the Latin motto, E Plumius Humus, for many one. And on the back side is a pyramid. Then Christians use the cross as their symbol. So we can see that symbols are used for identification or recognition. We will understand in more detail the location of where the Antichrist will come from by the beast and the purple and scarlet color mentioned in Revelations. These brief examples were used to show that symbols are used all over the world. Every nation has their own, literally have their own flag and symbols. Amen. So in Revelations, what is about to take place? Revelation means unveiling, to reveal. Thank you, Jesus. Revelations 1 through 3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angels unto his servant John, amen, who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he show, amen, and literally saw, excuse me. This is not my day for seeing. My eyes are really not good half of the time. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. God is showing us what took place and what will take place before the birth of Jesus Christ, amen, B.C., and while Christ was on the earth and after Christ's death, amen, A.D. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In chapter 13 and 20, God is speaking about events that are going to take place in the near future. In chapter 12, 1 through 17, it tells us what took place in the spirit realm before it was manifested in the natural. This was Mary, the mother of Jesus, and not the church. A lot of people say this chapter was concerning the church. It wasn't. Satan is trying to establish a one-world government, and he has set his focus on Lebanon, Lebanon is Mystery Babylon, the woman that sits upon a scarlet beast. The great whore is a city in Lebanon. Amen. And I've already considered that to be Beirut. Amen. During the tribulation period, Satan is going to try and conquer the entire world. At this time, two witnesses will be sent by God to proclaim the gospel in Jerusalem. These two witnesses are Moses and Elijah. The people will kill them, and their dead bodies will lie in the street 3.5 days. After this, the spirit of life from God will enter into them, and they will stand up. Amen. God will take them, amen, back to, amen, his kingdom in heaven. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Antichrist that comes from Lebanon will join forces together with 10 other nations. Amen. And this Antichrist is going to reside in Jerusalem. But his birthing place is Lebanon. He has a father that's going to come before him. After 70 years have passed, then he's going to come up on the scene. There are going to be two Antichrists that affect the nation in the near future. Amen. And he's going to fight against Christ and his army at the Battle of Mount Armageddon in Megiddo of Galilee. These 10 nations will turn again and literally turn against the Antichrist and join forces with God fighting against the Antichrist. God has placed this in their hearts to turn against the Antichrist and literally serve God. Amen. What the Antichrist is going to try to do, he's not going to be able to do it because the nation's going to first join in with them. And then all of a sudden they're going to see this demon and his terror and what he tried to place on them. And they're going to turn against him. And they're going to help Jesus Christ fight, amen, in the Battle of Armageddon. A lot of people say all the saints are going to be raptured up. We won't see it. That is not a true statement. Daniel 9 speaks about that. What's going to literally happen is if you don't have no saints to literally help Jesus Christ, we would be in bad shape. Amen. Not saying that Jesus couldn't do it all, but it's just our loyalty for God. Amen. We should be so much in love with God that we would want to do like these old Muslims are doing, laying down their lives for their God, taking bombs and strapping them to their underpants and trying to kill anybody in the airplane they can kill on Christmas Day. Then finding other suspicious entities that's come in. And then when New Year's came in, they had to really just go in and do all kind of search. They found a van that was parked, amen, and they had to go in and literally try to see if it was loaded with explosives. These Muslims won't stop at nothing to do the will of their God. But we'll put God down in a minute soon as God don't give us what we want. That's how selfish we are. God is so good to us. And religion, I've touched bases on religion. Since the beginning of time, man has sought somebody for something, amen, to worship. Adam and Eve were blessed, amen. And not only could they worship God, but they could see him and have fellowship with him without being destroyed. Today we can worship him and have the fellowship with him, but we cannot see him face to face. We have to literally believe. Adam and Eve messed that up. After the fall of Adam and Eve, their children began to worship other gods that would be passed on from one generation to the next generation. Not only did Satan bring in a false religion, but he also brought in a defiled race of people, defiled through the genes. The pure race of people that Adam and Eve were supposed to birth forth, amen, were defiled, amen. And it was all because of Satan and his trick and trap and deception at the beginning of creation. God told me that every Christian needs to abstain from sex until after marriage. That's one of the worst things for a Christian to do is go out there and confess themselves to be Christian and end up having sex with their partners and committing literally one of the worst sins. All sins is bad, but one of the worst sins that could fall upon him, because they have literally separated themselves from God and become a whoremonger. And God is not pleased with that. He says he's married to the backslider, but he also wants us to be able to abstain from all the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of life. This is one of Satan's biggest strategies. His first biggest strategy is witchcraft. He used witchcraft from, I'm going to tell you, all the way from Adam all the way to literally up to Pharaoh and Moses and them, all the way through Revelation. Witchcraft is one of the hardest things a person can get out of their lives. When you fool with witchcraft demons, you have been yoked up with something that will fight you, will whoop you, will beat you, and literally cause you to fall at all times, because they are trickery. They use spells on you, and they do all of these things to cause you to walk in error. And then sorcery. Sorcery is a form of drugs. Chemicals that we put in our body cause our chemicals, amen, in the bloodstream, amen. Once they get into the bloodstream, it causes our genes, amen, to go in and begin to be messed up, amen. The genetic composition get out of position, amen. And then you be wondering why you done birth forth a child that is having all kind of issues, or a child that's doing this here. Well, the composition, amen, in the genes are messed up, because the genes carry the characteristics from one generation to the next generation. So we have to be careful what we do. And that's why God told the Israelites, one of the things he literally told them to do, don't marry with all these different people that are not of your race, because they will defile your generations to come. Amen. And so we have messed up in a lot of ways. And when I say the various nations, amen. Now, when you become a Christian, it don't matter if you're white and black and you want to marry, that's fine. It don't matter if you're Chinese and Jew and you want to marry, that's fine, because you are of the same origin of God. You're the same family of God, and that's a good thing. And I want us to understand, we need to know the scriptures and try to understand the will of God, instead of trying to put people down and put things down that God has said, and use the scriptures the way we want to use them and make a shipwreck of our lives. Today, America is one of the few blessed nations. Amen. They can literally be free to worship God and not idols. Some of us have made the choice to follow those false gods, but because we are a free country, we can serve God freely. Nations have been, for many of years, my God, thank you, Jesus, bringing their false gods into America, and we have accepted them. We bring them in, we let them come in with their foreign gods. We give them $5,000. They go and start a business in the various states and cities and towns, and they accumulate real fast, and they boot all the American people out of their positions and their livelihood. Entrepreneurs are very important for the economy, and because of the various foreigners that have come into America, they have literally taken over the positions that we supposed to have. I'm from Texas, and there's a place called Seabrook and Kema. And back in the 80s, the Vietnamese came in, and they began to take over that fishing port. That was the fishing and shrimping port. And it was very lucrative for the white man. And once the Vietnamese came in, they began to underprice them, and the people started resonating, literally going over to the Vietnamese and purchasing their produce. Well, eventually, happened that area became taken over by the Vietnamese, and the white people that were literally using that for their income and their source of livelihood, they had to move and get out of the area. And today, in that area, you see nothing but Chinese shops, various shops that have their Buddhas right in the window with their incense burning. And we have to go in there and purchase that food. And it shouldn't be. It shouldn't have been. What America should have done, America should have balanced things out. Black people still, as of today, haven't gotten their 20 mules or their acre of land. They have been a struggling people. They have been a people that have been rejected by the white man and abused by the white man for various reasons, and not knowing that all souls belong to God, and we as the body of Christ need to get it together. So now, being Christians, amen, and knowing the truth, we as the white people and the black people and all other races that follow Christianity need to form a union together and serve God and love one another. We still have too much prejudice and hatred in our heart for the various reasons we don't even understand. But if we can look behind the scene, we'll see that there's a devil that's trying to destroy God and his people, be it white or black. So we as the body of Christ need to know the truth. We need to know what's getting ready to come up on this earth. And then we need to forgive. We need to forgive the white man for walking in ignorance. We need to forgive the black man for walking in ignorance. We need to forgive all of those people that have mistreated, amen, us in the various races, amen, be it white or black or whatever, and grab hold to the wheel and follow the wheel because we're nearing the end. And God love us all. When I started this ministry, I had no color. I had no color in me at all. All I have is the will of God. I love the white man. I love the black man. I love the Jews. I love the Gentiles, whatever race, nation, creed, or color. Amen. But I don't like their religion. And if they're working in that religion, I won't follow it. I follow God. We go into their restaurants and their Buddhas are sitting out where, amen, you can see them. But our schools, we will not allow prayer to go in our schools. They don't want prayer in the military as far as the chaplains are concerned. This is current. And they don't want the history of Jesus Christ and Christianity to be seen as knowing that there is only one God. Amen. So Christians in foreign countries are being killed every day because they refuse to serve another God. So when it comes to us, amen, the first time we can't get what we want or have a livelihood established the way we want to, we get upset and mad at God and want to just kick him to the curb. And America has been so liberal and free to do everything that they want to do. Nothing has been held back from no race. Amen. Here, these last, I say, 40 years or more, all have participated in the blessings of God. Amen. And so we, amen, have literally messed up. Hold on just a minute. Excuse me, I don't feel too hot in my body, but I'm going on anyhow. Amen. What struck my interest was that the Christians in those foreign countries rather die than they become a Muslim, an Islamic belief, an Islamic follower. Satan wants every nation to follow the same religion and belief. And this puts where the false prophet will come in. He will have his seat in Rome, Italy. And one of the things that he's going to do, he's going to be appointed by the Antichrist to go into Rome, Italy, and use the Islamic, the Muslim belief as their religion. And it's going to be all over the world, spread all over the world. They're going to put Christianity out. Christianity is going to have to go underground in order to keep the word. They're going to destroy every Bible that they can get hold to. That's why it's good for you to get you some Bibles and put them back and do whatever you got to do, because I'm telling you, we're going to be police. And I might not live to see it. My grandchildren might not live to see it. It might hit happen the third, fourth generation to come. But if we don't hold on to what we know God is speaking, because God speaks the truth, then we're going to be in a world of trouble. Because without God, we can't make it. Christians and they're monotheistic, believing and serving one God. Some of the other nations are polytheistic, serving more than one God. Satan had brought in this confusion, causing man to serve objects instead of the true and living God. We'll go build an object and put eyes on it, a head and hand and feet on it, and worship an object that cannot speak, see, or tell us anything, or do anything for us, but sit up on a shelf. He wants the world to think that his religion is the right one. The Antichrist will pass laws concerning religion and require all nations to serve one religion. Just got to telling you that. Not only will he reign from Jerusalem, the city of peace, but because it was declared an international city, the holy city, he will set up his religion there, as well as the headquarters being in Rome, Italy. And all of these are close to the Mediterranean Sea, Lebanon and Rome, Italy. So you can look for these things to occur, because they're going to happen. And I'm going to tell you something. I have been fought to almost wanting to just literally, just holler and scream, because I don't want to die in sin against God by not fulfilling my work. But at the same time, I've had attacks upon my physical as well as my inward man like never before, because Satan don't want the word to get out. But I made a vow to the Lord, and I ain't turning back. I don't care if death take me out. I'm going to do what God said do, because I have nobody but God in my life that's able to save me and my children. So Satan knows that he has a literally a short time, and he don't care. He know he done already lost the battle, but if he can get more of us into his hands, he think that's hurting God. Well, I'm going to tell you, yes, it hurt God to see us fall into Satan's hands. But at the same time, Satan's not going to stop God. He's not going to stop him. Amen. Where, literally, he's defeated. Whoever gets in his grips, amen, he will literally be destroyed by Satan. All he wants is his desires fulfilled. He wants man all over the world to serve him. Today there are so many kinds of religion, but there is only one Christian faith that believes in one God, the only living God. I love God. Satan wants us to use our flesh, amen, and destroy our souls. When you are dead, your soul will enter into God, amen, or either you'll serve Satan. There are so many of us in sin, amen, that Satan brought, amen, literally to the human race itself, that, you know, we would be amazed. We think, oh, that's just a natural thing that happened. No, it's what Satan has tried to do. Here's some of them. Being a Muslim, Islamic belief, the New Age movement, Satan worshipers, psychics and witchcraft, sorcery and many other beliefs. And then serving the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, adultery, homosexuality, drug abuse, prostitution, fornication, stealing, killing, being exalted, and many more, even to the point of literally we have taken on lies, and we think lies will get us into places. But lies, God said, a liar literally cannot tarry in his eyesight. And I hate those people have to go through those things when they lie, because it's not good. Governmental laws, separation of church and state. We were not, never supposed to be separated. The, it's a man that come on TV and he gives you a clarity of the way that the church and state supposed to have been united together from the beginning because of our forefathers. Amen. And I put my forefathers in that too, being black, amen, because he helped build America. Amen. Prayer out of schools, cutting off the support of the poor, unfair judicial system in relation to sentencing, legalization of abortion, all of these cloning and all of these various stem cells and all of this here research and stuff we doing and how we doing things. Amen. It's all because of Satan, amen, and what he has set up, amen, in the system, in the world. Satan wants us to literally be destroyed. He wants to steal our substance. The Antichrist would try to acquire much wealth and land by deception. That's why I tell you all the time, saints, don't sell your land. Literally hold on to it, because the thief coming out but to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants your land. He wants your resources. He told me one time he wanted my stuff. And my stuff, meaning anything that was of any value that could be in reference to helping the body of Christ and my family, he wants to take it away from me. And he wants to kill your life. Amen. And if you die in your sins, you will literally go to hell. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 20, God tells us what Satan is attempting to accomplish. Satan's main purpose is to try to overthrow God and his creation. In the book of Isaiah 14:1-32, with a focus on verse 12 through 18, God spoke about what will happen to Satan because of his rebellion against God. Excuse me. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which weakened the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I have ascended into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. What he's literally saying is he's in the heaven realm. There is a kingdom above us, where the princes of darkness live and the principalities and all of those reside in the atmosphere. And what he said, the stars of God, those are God's children. Stars mean God's children. And he said he's going to reign over the earth. He's going to take it from God and reign over it. Well, he took it from Adam, but he didn't take it from God. Jesus came in and redeemed our inheritance rights and our birthright, and now we're no longer up under Satan's dominion, up under his dark kingdom. So the Bible literally tells us that Satan had exalted himself, and he exalted himself during the time of creation. While God and the Holy Ghost and Jesus Christ was in the troposphere, in the atmosphere, building and creating the earth realm and humans, Satan was up there rebelling against God and caused a third of the angels to fall and follow him. And what he had done before the tree of knowledge of good and evil was set in the earth realm, he had partook of that tree by his own will. And I hate him. And he became vile and evil. And God literally told him, he said, before Nicodemus was found in you, he seen that he was a good man. I'm just paraphrasing it. Not a good man, but he was a angel that didn't have no blemish, because he's not a man. And so what had literally happened was he literally caused those third of the angels to partake of this evil as well, and all of them became united as one. Satan was reigning over a certain region in heaven. He was very vocal. He was very musical. He was very gifted. And he had angels that were following him because he had things that he had to do in reference to worship and to praise and do the will of God. Well, all of us are workers for God. And even though we're not angels, in essence, we still have a work to do in the earth realm. So while Satan was rebelling against God, God got news of what he was doing. Amen. Because, see, God is not limited. While he was in earth, he was still maintaining, amen, his heavens. And so God literally went back and he began to fight against Satan and threw him out. Jesus said he had saw him as lightning fall from the heavens down here on earth. Amen. And so Satan had taken an opportune time through Adam and Eve, the first creation, to try to take them as his own. And so he did that through them eating off of the knowledge, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, so that they could become just like him, corrupted and defiled. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And ye shall, he was literally, ye know that he literally, he shall literally be brought down to hell and to the sides, amen, of the pits, amen. And that's what happened to him. Amen. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider them, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdom, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that openeth not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. One of the things that the Bible say, they're going to look upon him and say, is this the man? Well, like I say, he's not a man. He's a fallen angel. And he takes on the appearance of a man because he was made a snake, and he can transform himself. And one of the things that they're going to look and see, when you look in the spirit realm, you got eyes to see this in the spirit realm, you'll see that Satan, his size is no bigger than, I would say, a pen, a stick pen. His size is literally that size. But he can blow himself up. He can transform himself to be big. And he's solid black. Even his visage, his body shape, his form, he has a figure that looks like a man. It has arms and legs on it, but it's solid black. And it ain't nothing in him but darkness. And one day I seen him as he came before me, and he had looked just like a young man that could have been a minister. And when he got closer to me, I could see off in his belly, it was some turning of various lights. They were blue and yellow and red, and they were turning off in his belly. And I recognized him because I knew he transformed himself. And I told him, I say, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. I bind you and I cast you out. And as I did that, the vision and dream let me know that he was bound from me. So when you see all of these various entities come into your home or in your visions and your dreams, and you begin to question and wonder what they are, those are demons. They take all kind of shapes and forms. They look like humans. That's how they so easily to deceive us. They take the form as far as looking, handsome and beautiful. They are seducers. They love to have sex with humans. They love to bind and yoke humans up. And they love to tell humans lies. That's one of their biggest strategies that they use. But we as the body of Christ need to know Christ as our Savior and God, amen, as our Lord, amen, who is the Creator, and begin to reverence Him and understand that we are living in the last days. And these things and these demons, they're not playing with you. They come to steal. They'll destroy you. So we're going to pick up next Tuesday, amen, and talk some more about the Antichrist and what's getting ready to come in the earth realm and how we should stay before the Lord. This is no game, saints. God bless you and have a great day.